This is a true paranormal story sent in by a friend on YouTube named Leah G. When I was in my early 20s, my boyfriend and I decided we were finally ready to rent our first house together. We were looking for an affordably priced starter income. Living in inner city Houston, it's hard to find reasonably priced houses that don't have problems. We came across an older house in a decent neighborhood that was wonderfully updated inside. The house was small and looked a little rough on the outside. On the inside, it had beautifully refinished dark hardwoods and granite countertops that lured me in. We met our realtor at the rental to check it out. You could tell the previous tenant was antsy and eccentric based on the interesting decor. It didn't bother me. I could see our recently purchased future in the home already. My boyfriend and I walked around carefully inspecting the home. We started opening cabinets and closets, looking at storage space. My boyfriend then decided to take a look in the attic. He pulled down the creaky old ladder from the ceiling and carefully walked up the stairs. The realtor blabbed on about how great the house was and how it wouldn't be on the market for long. My boyfriend then crawled down from the attic with a shocked face. He said to the realtor, "Do you know anything about the current tenants?" I could tell by the look on his face something had put him off. The realtor explained to us that the lady was a little strange, but it was nothing to worry about. She assured us that it was a great house and the landlord would have it all cleared out for us to move into. That should have been our first clue. Landlords don't clear out houses, the tenants do. I smiled at my boyfriend and nodded. I loved the house and wanted to seal the deal right then and there, but I decided to talk it over with him first. We thanked the realtor and told her we would think it over. She again pressed us that the house wouldn't last long and we should move fast. My boyfriend and I jumped in the car, and I immediately pleaded with him to call the agent and tell her we wanted the house. He was oddly quiet as I was babbling on about my ideas for decor and furniture. Finally, he blurted out, "Babe, I need to tell you something. I saw some weird stuff in the attic." I laughed and replied back that everyone keeps weird things in the attic. I didn't care what was up in the attic. Nothing was going to ruin my dream house. My boyfriend, being the sweet guy he was, nodded with approval and told me he would call the agent. After a week, the big day finally came. We were ready to move in. After a hard day of moving, we were ready to spend our first night in our new home. My boyfriend and I were exhausted. We pushed aside boxes and retreated to bed. My boyfriend's phone started ringing, and unfortunately, he was called into work. He was on call, so it was typical. He kissed me goodbye and told me he wouldn't be long. I laid there for a second, but curiosity got the best of me. I wanted to explore the house. I am a particularly nosy person, so I started with the closets and moved to the attic. For some reason, the house didn't seem as bright and cheerful as it did when we first arrived. It had a strange, dark vibe. I continued up the attic stairs, and to my surprise, saw many things that had been left behind. I thought it was odd that someone would leave so many personal belongings. At first glance, it just looked like a bunch of random junk. After examining closer, I soon felt my stomach drop. This is why my boyfriend had acted strange. There were tons of occult-related objects and ritualistic-looking items. I started moving items around and gasped as I saw a huge pentagram that had been carved into the floor of the attic. I wanted to cry. Nothing was going to ruin this happy time for me. I started picking up items and throwing them against the wall. I wasn't really paying attention to what I was throwing because I was so upset. I looked down in my hands and I was holding some type of animal bone. I felt sick. I called my boyfriend at work and asked him why he didn't say anything. He explained to me he knew how happy I was and he didn't want to upset me. He mockingly said, "Remember, babe, you said everyone keeps strange things in the attic." He assured me it was just a bunch of junk and that it would be fine. He promised he would get it out of the house tomorrow. I tried to keep my cool and remind myself this was our house now. It didn't matter what was left behind. All older houses have history. I would just have to get over it. The next day, my boyfriend went up to the attic and bagged up all of the weird crap and threw it in the trash. That night, I tossed and turned in bed, plagued by negative thoughts and horrible dreams. I tried so hard to ignore them. I woke up drenched in sweat with a splitting headache. I told myself it was just due to stress and being overly tired. That seemed like a pretty good explanation. Finally, I was able to fall asleep, but not for long. I woke up in the middle of the night to several bangs. My stomach dropped. My boyfriend jumped out of bed, grabbed his handgun, and instructed me to lock myself in the bathroom with my phone. I was in full panic mode. He scanned the house and then came back to report his findings. He told me it was safe to come out, but grabbed my hand and pulled me into the living room. Numerous boxes had been knocked over. "Did you do this?" I yelled at him. "No, this is exactly how it was when I came in," he replied. I was confused and honestly pissed that something this strange would happen to us in our new home. I cried to him that I wanted to leave and go stay with one of our parents. Not knowing what to do, he tried to calm me down and told me it was too late. He told me I should just try to go back to sleep. Finally, after an hour of crying, I fell back asleep. I woke up early around 4 a.m. to my dogs barking outside. I stumbled into the kitchen to get a glass of water. The room was pitch black, which was strange because I had left multiple candles burning in the living room. They were all blown out with no draft or air conditioning vents near. While searching in the dark for the light switch, I saw a set of red eyes looking at me. I felt my legs go weak and my heart thumping in my chest. A wave of anxiety came over me. I was in shock and denial of what I had just seen. I tripped over something in the middle of the floor and then flipped on the lights. The whole living room looked like it had been ransacked. My dogs were going crazy outside, barking through the glass door. I screamed at the top of my lungs and my boyfriend came flying in. Multiple stacks of boxes had been knocked over and our belongings were scattered everywhere. My boyfriend looked as white as a ghost, and I followed his range of sight up to the ceiling. The attic door was open, and the stairs were completely extended out to the floor. The attic wasn't easy to open. Even my muscular boyfriend had to give it a hard tug to retract the stairs. My dogs were jumping so hard on the glass door, I thought they were going to break it, so I let them in. Tears rolling down my face, I ran to the bathroom and started packing a bag to stay at my parents'. I came back to the living room where my boyfriend was still standing there, examining everything. My dogs were running around the room like crazy, and I realized my largest pit bull had something in his mouth. It was a large animal bone, just like the ones from the attic. Not the type that you buy from the pet store. And I immediately knew we hadn't purchased them. Upon closer inspection, there were animal bones scattered around our living room, mixed in with our belongings. My boyfriend told me he was sure he cleared everything out of the attic, and there was no way the dogs could get up there anyway. It appeared that when the attic door opened, animal bones fell from it. You could see the bones on and below the attic stairs. "We have to leave," I cried to my boyfriend. I just wanted to get away and collect my thoughts. I was still in shock and confused over everything that had just happened. He agreed, and we started toward the door with our bags. As we walked to our car, I glanced toward our trash cans. Our trash can had been knocked over, and all the items from the attic were scattered in our yard. Coincidence? I think not. We ended up staying at my parents' house for a day after calling the landlord and breaking our lease. It was heartbreaking and expensive, but I couldn't imagine going back. There was something seriously sinister in that house. Still, to this day, I cannot believe these events happened to us. It's something from a Paranormal Activity movie. As we were moving out, I mustered up the courage to ask the neighbors about the house. I don't care how weird it sounded, I wanted answers. The neighbors told me the lady who had previously lived in the home was into the occult. She claimed she was a psychic and only did readings in the house. The neighbor agreed he thought this was a total lie. This was her cover for messing with something a lot darker. She apparently left the house one day, taking practically nothing with her. The house has been vacant for a while before we moved in. She had stopped paying rent and basically disappeared. She didn't even come back for her furniture. The landlord had to remove all of her belongings prior to us moving in. I guess he didn't check the attic. The neighbor said he didn't know why she left, but he was pretty sure she had gone mad. The week leading up to her disappearance, she had been seen walking down the street in nothing but her underwear. She had some type of symbols and writing on her body. He told me he should have called the cops right then, but he thought she was mentally ill, not dangerous. The last thing he remembered before she left was two of the windows in the house breaking in the middle of the night. He got up and walked outside to see what happened. He saw her sitting on the floor of the living room wearing nothing and a mess of stuff thrown everywhere. He explained that the house looked like it had been ransacked. He went back to sleep, planning on calling the landlord the next day, but at that point she had already left. I considered myself to be a total skeptic before these events. I still don't know what happened to the lady who lived in the house prior, or what really happened that night. All I know is something very dark was in that house. I'm so glad we broke our lease and never went back. We even hired a moving company to pack up all our things. You never think something like this will happen to you. I didn't. If someone told me this story, I would think it was something they made up. All I can tell you, it is 100% true, and I wish I was lying. From talking to different people, it appears the lady had conjured up some kind of evil entity as a result of her dark magic. My boyfriend and I have driven by the home multiple times in the past year. The for rent sign has appeared back in the yard, over and over. This leads us to believe we weren't the only ones who experienced activity in the home.